Calls for healthy and stable relations between the US and China. Live from the UK, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Thanks for being with us. China's top diplomat has said there needs to be in-depth and comprehensive dialogue between the world's two biggest economies. Wang Yi is in Washington for talks with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and it's expected he will meet President Biden later today. The talks are focusing on issues including trade. Earlier this week, tech giant Nvidia said the US government had told it to stop shipping some of its advanced artificial intelligence chips to China. Mr. Wang says he's hopeful ties between Beijing and Washington can be improved.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, but it should be comprehensive, so that we have increased understanding, constantly seeking to expand common ground and pursue cooperation that will benefit both sides, so that we can stabilize China-US relations and return it to the track of healthy, stable, and sustainable development.
Earlier on, I spoke to Andy Zhe, an independent economist based in Shanghai, and I asked him how likely it is that we'll see those improved ties.
I think that the foreign minister wants to lay the foundation for the APEC meeting between Biden and China Xi. It's very much trying to make the atmosphere more conducive, makes it look like both sides are trying to improve ties.
What is the main issue that they'll need to get their heads around to progress?
Well, it's very hard. I think that the US just slapped another batch of restrictions on the sales of AI chips and chip equipment to China. So obviously, it's a deterioration in the relationship. But I think the Chinese side is trying not to pay attention to that because the summit is coming. That's how the Chinese bureaucracy works. It's going to be very complicated. I don't think that the relationship can be stable.
Mr. Wang himself has said on this visit that he wants relations to be healthy and stable. How important is that to China's economy and the global economy as well?
Yeah, I think both sides are very much interested in a stable relationship. Biden is running for re-election. He doesn't want surprises from this China relationship that could derail the U.S. economy. So he's obviously trying to tone things down a bit, but only by so much. Look at the chip restrictions. On the other side, a Chinese president is very much interested in reviving confidence in the economy, attracting foreign investment, and so forth. I think their interests are aligned temporarily. Over time, they will diverge again.
Andy Zhe, independent economist in Shanghai, speaking to me just before coming on air. And staying with China, the former Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has died of a sudden heart attack at the age of 68. He stepped down in March after being the second most powerful communist official for a decade and being heavily involved in China's economic reforms. He was replaced by an ally of President Xi Jinping. Now let's do the numbers. Spain's share index is up around 0.5% after the country's latest GDP figures showed the economy grew 0.3% between July and September. Meanwhile, the Spanish airline group IAG, which owns carriers including British Airways and Iberia, beat expectations with third quarter profits of $1.8 billion, a 43% rise. Some of the best-selling artists of all time have been selling the rights to their back catalogues over the last few years to cash in on the age of streaming. But has the bubble burst? There are question marks over the future of Hypnosis Songs Fund, which owns the rights to songs written by Blondie, Shakira and Neil Young, among others. Yesterday, more than 80% of its shareholders voted against plans for it to continue as an investment trust. They also overwhelmingly rejected a plan to sell a fifth of its portfolio for $440 million. The company's board now has 6 months to put forward a new restructuring plan. It could be forced to sell off all the rights to give cash back to investors. The BBC's Matt Lyons explains why there's been such a boom in selling music rights.
Shakira, Tina Turner. Neil Young. What do all these artists have in common? Well, they've all sold the rights to their musical back catalogue in big money deals. So, why are artists selling their old music? The simple and most obvious reason is to make money. If you sell your music, you have a guaranteed cash payout.
Teach your children well.
Another reason is that because of the way income tax works for royalties in the US, artists could keep more of their money by selling the publishing rights all at once. Put simply, royalties are taxed at a higher rate than if the catalogue is sold. So how much have artists been making? Well, earlier this year, Justin Bieber sold his entire back catalogue for a rumoured fee of $200 million. Meanwhile, it's been reported that Michael Jackson's estate are looking to sell the rights to his back catalogue for up to $900 million. As for the companies buying them up, what's in it for them? Here's Merck Mercuriadis, who set up Hypnosis Songs Fund in 2018.
Ultimately, as these songs become successful, they become a part of the fabric of our society. So they give off very predictable, reliable income. I like to compare these great songs and the predictable, reliable income to things like gold and oil.
But now the market might not be what it seems, with the performance of Hypnosis Songs Fund under scrutiny as the valuations of those back catalogues have fallen.
The BBC's Matt Lyons. I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.